We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voices and praise to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
Hi, I'm Luke.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Maggie.
Hi, I'm Becca, and here's Karen.
Hello, everybody. Well, we have a friend with us today. Sam is here for the very first time on Karen and Kids, and we welcome you. And today, we're going to talk about our homes. You guys all have homes, don't you?
Yes.
And what do you like best about your home? Alexa?
The comfort of knowing where everything is.
I like my playhouse in the backyard.
My bed.
Stuffed animals.
All your furry little friends sitting on your bed would like to make some room for you so you can rest your head. So say goodnight to everyone, and they'll be here, they'll be near when morning comes. Your furry friends are all around, but you won't hear a peep. And all their eyes that never close will watch you as you sleep. So say sweet dreams to everyone, and they'll be here, they'll be near when morning comes. Nighttime is a waiting for cuddles and hugs. You're not alone, you've got your friends right there next to you. Teddy bears and bunny rabbits, dogs and tigers too. So say sweet dreams to everyone, and they'll be here, they'll be near when morning comes. In the nest they build, and fish live in the sea. A turtle's home is on its back. Squirrels live in a tree. They all live in a special place they each can call their own. There's no place like home. My home is where I sleep and eat and love my family. My home is filled with all my things and lots of memories. Such a special place, the place I call my home. There's no place like home, so safe and warm. There's no place like home.
Jesus grew up with his parents and brothers and sisters, but when the time came for him to begin his ministry, he left all that behind.
Jesus said, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head."
no place to lay his head. Why do you think Jesus didn't have a home, Becca?
Because he had to travel to so many places.
Okay.
Because he didn't have time to go home and then get all his things and then go back to all those far places.
He had lots of people to visit and heal and teach, didn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Why did Jesus not have a home?
Well, Jesus challenged a lot of the religious leaders, so they didn't like him a lot.
So for his own protection, then, he had to keep on moving, didn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Carolyn?
Jesus didn't have a home here because he was just visiting.
His home was in heaven.
That's right. And when Jesus called his disciples, he asked them to leave their homes.
The first disciple that Jesus called was Simon Peter.
He got into Simon's boat and spoke to crowds of people.
When he finished speaking, he said to Simon,
"Put out into deep water and let down the nets."
Simon answered, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have not caught anything."
"But because you say so, I will let down the nets."
And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break.
Simon called for help because he thought the boats would surely sink filled with so many fish.
Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men."
So they pulled their boats up onto the shore and left everything and followed him.
We are the fishermen are we, fishing for good people in the deep blue sea. Casting out the nets, working for him, come and follow Jesus, be a fisherman.
Imagine leaving everything and following Jesus. What would be the hardest thing for you to leave behind, Carolyn?
My family.
Yeah, Maggie.
My friends.
They had to do that too, didn't they? They had to leave their friends, yeah. Becca?
It would be hard for me to leave my room.
Yeah. Sam?
My kitchen.
Your kitchen, because Jesus didn't have a kitchen to cook in, did he?
I love to eat. I eat, like, I could eat 900 candy bars a day.
Oh, that's not so good for you, is it? Well, when Jesus called his disciples, they had to leave everything. They put their faith in Jesus, and they followed him without questioning. We're his disciples too, right?
Yeah.
And Jesus calls us to put our faith in him and trust him. In the book of John, there's some beautiful verses that Jesus spoke to comfort his disciples as he was telling them he was going to return to his heavenly home. Let's read them now.
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
Trust in God.
Trust also in me.
In my Father's house, there are many rooms.
If it were not so, I would have told you.
I am going there to prepare a place for you.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
You know the way to the place where I am going.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
No one comes to the Father except through me.
Said, feed my lambs.
Imagine the joy the disciples must have felt to be chosen by God to be one of Jesus' disciples. They lived and served with God's Son, the King of Kings, and the Savior of the world.
They heard his teachings every day.
They saw his miracles.
They prayed with him.
Well, let's pray now.
Dear Father, thank you for our homes.
For our families that love us and take care of us.
Thank you for all the many blessings you have given us.
But most of all, Father, we thank you for Jesus.
He forgives us when we do wrong.
He loves us so much.
He has prepared a place for us in heaven.
What a beautiful home that will be for all who believe.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
We thank him and praise him.
In his holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Please contact us and tell us what you like about our program.
Tell us your favorite Bible verse.
Or a story that you would like to share with our listeners that would teach them about Jesus.
Here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box, 168 Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
And remember, put your faith in Jesus.
Trust him and follow him. See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.